Hello, this is Steve Ashley. Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. On today's show, I'll be celebrating the career of Horace Finch, who died 40 years ago in September 1980. With the undoubted fame of Reginald Dixon at the Tower, it's easy to forget that there were other great artists who graced the Wurlitzer benches in the Empress Ballroom and Opera House. To open, here's a typical Finch medley, Song Hits of Jesse Matthews. Over my shoulder, dancing with my shadow, the hat's on the side of my head, when you've got a little springtime in your heart, and we'll all go riding on a rainbow, recorded sometime between 1952 and 1960. Horace started his career playing piano in pit orchestras, moving from his birthplace of St Helens to Blackpool in the early 20s for health reasons, joining the Tower Orchestra and broadcasting and recording with Bertini's band. When the Tower Company decided to move and expand the original Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer into the Empress Ballroom, Horace was selected as the dance and concert organist. This is one of his concert items, Ivor Novello's I Can Give You the Starlight, again from the 1950s. Horace's opening concert in the Empress Ballroom was in April of 1935. He also then played and recorded with Larry Brennan's Winter Gardens Dance Band, although paradoxically this side of Prairie Schooner was recorded with an unnamed singer in 1935 in the Tower Ballroom.
Trail on my own. I'm the master. but I can't make my team go faster. There's no chance of a race, one steady old pace we roll. Time to us means nothing, we just keep jogging along. Neath the open sky to the lullaby of a good old hillbilly song. Prairie schooner, can't you manage to get there sooner than the overland mail when we're hitting the trail for home?
This next track was recorded by Finch on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Cinema, Clapham Junction, in 1939, no doubt at the start of his service with the armed forces. The different acoustic on this medley released as Dancing to Horace Finch No. 2 is very evident, emphasising his crisp and very rhythmic playing, and it features two popular upbeat songs of the day, Boom and Sing a Song of Sunbeams. Thank you. another track recorded by Horace Finch on the Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer, Over the Rainbow, interwoven with a few bars of Scatterbrain. Throughout his war service in the RAF, Horace entertained on pipes and electronics, and in 1949 he rejoined the team at the Tower Company and did a series of strict tempo broadcasts from the Empress, complete with audiences. He continued to broadcast frequently. From one of his 1959 segments for the BBC, this is Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's With a Little Bit of Luck. Many of the Finch tracks that I have in my library were recorded by Derek Marsh of DeRoy Records, although it's thought that at least some of them were recorded off-air, as their quality is somewhat patchy. Apparently Derek obtained the BBC's permission to use the material on his releases, but even if they were bootlegged, without these DeRoy LPs we'd have comparatively few of his recordings from the Empress. One such is this delightful arrangement of Moonlight Bay. Moonlight Bay, written in 1912 but revived in the 1950s by Doris Day, Bing and Gary Crosby and the Drifters, among many others. Not forgetting that one of Horace Finch's principal duties was to provide dance music in the Empress Ballroom, here's a charming waltz from 1919, Let the Rest of the World Go By, taken from that same DeRoy release, Cinema Organ Encores No. 57. The time lag in the Empress, due to the positioning of the Wurlitzer above the stage, which is on the long side of the ballroom, must have been a challenge for the organists, but Horace mastered the difficulties with gusto, as can be heard to great effect on this 1935 novelty, The Orient Express. The Orient Express, a perfect piece to show off what these instruments do best, to create an audio picture with just one musician, originally of course for silent movies. In November 1962, Horace injured his left hand and, being a perfectionist, decided to retire, thus ending almost 30 years of entertaining on theatre pipes and electronics. In the background you can hear his signature on the Promenade. With apologies for some odd audio defects on these vintage recordings, that's all for today's Hot Pipes. Until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.